Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. I'm Dada Veda, Dada Veda Pragyananda, and I'm looking at topics in spirituality, and we're using the teachings of my teacher, my guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, as a starting point. But we're going to look at something which is really kind of a universal problem or a universal question in the minds, especially in the West. And this question of what is sin? Are we born as sinners? If an innocent baby comes out of the womb, is it that baby has also sinned already? What is the whole thing? What is the sin business? And for yogis, it's a little bit different from what some of the religions teach, and I don't want to offend anyone's religious beliefs by this, but I will just tell exactly what the yogis believe, what the tantric yogis believe. First of all, this is a God-centered concept that we believe that everything comes from the supreme consciousness, we call him Parama Purusha, the supreme being. We're all progeny. We're sons, we're daughters of that supreme being. This is the first thing to know. And also something about that too is because of this fact, because of this very fact, we should not fear anything. Because God is the fear of fear. And we're part of that family, so we should not fear anything. But now the question comes about what is this sin business? What is it? So sin is something which stops the physical, mental, or spiritual progress of another person, or which is harmful to society. So when we do something which is harmful to society, yeah, that's it's bad. We do something harmful to a person, it's bad. So the question is, once we do that, are we stuck with that? And Anandamurti says, sin is like a dust that falls on us. We have dust and we have to shake it off. We have to shake it off and move ahead, not to think, oh, I'm a sinner. This is also a very important part of yoga, is the idea, as we think, so we become. So if you think, I'm a sinner, I did this, I'm that, you have to forget the past. Sometimes we have to just resolve, oh yes, I did something, but I'm not going to do it again. So this is a very important point. And another important point of this whole concept is that the Supreme One, we have a relationship of love. The Supreme Being loves us. And no matter what we do, no matter how much wrong we've done, that Supreme Being is our Father. And he's not going to send us out of the house. And Anandamurti once gave the analogy. He said, suppose there's a little boy and he falls in the drain or something and his clothes become all soiled and he's a mess. Other people may laugh at him, but the father will not laugh. The father will clean him and take him on his lap and say, be careful in the future, be careful. So that's a different kind of relationship of the human being to God. God is a loving father, the loving mother, everything. Our progeny is what we've come from. So we should not have this fear, and we should not have this concept of you got tarnished and the tarnished can't go away. No, it's dust. Wipe the dust off. Keep the dust off and march ahead. This is the main concept of our approach towards God, the human relation towards God, the idea of sin. So it's not that that you've sinned. Before you even got here, you're already a sinner, and then you have to do some kind of prostration to some religion or something, then to absolve yourself of those sins. The main thing to do is realize whenever you do something wrong, realize it. And vow not to do that again, and then move ahead. Of course, there'll be consequences. There's always consequences of for every action, there's a reaction, and sometimes the reaction is not equal as it is in physics. The reaction can be even more than if it's delayed. So we're going to reap these reactions. There's no doubt about it. But there's no reason to think that have this idea internally. Oh, I'm a sinner. No, you should think, I am the son, I am the daughter, I come from a great family, and nothing can stop me. You know, I'm in a good place. And then another thing which he, Anandamurti, says, and I think other teachers say, if one of the best ways to cleanse the mind is to sing kirtan. That's the mantra of the name of God. Sing that name. That clears the mind, clears the spirit. So that's the idea. This is a very special thing, but I know it goes against some of the teaching. It's very prevalent, especially in the West. And that brings me to another point, is when Anandamurti toured the Western Europe in 1979, he gave many speeches about that, and he spoke about this idea of the sinning psychology, that people shouldn't think that they're a sinner. He especially mentions it here. I think it's because of the religious teaching that's prevalent in the West, but it doesn't matter where you are, wherever you are, you should be positive. So in this regard, some of you know me that I'm also I sing and I write songs about spirituality. So I wrote a song about this very topic, and I could do something really strange. I will play it for you, and you see how well I captured the essence of this little talk in my song. Let's see if this works. So let me stop this for now, and then I'll get set up with my guitar, and let's see if this could work. Okay, here's the song, and it's called You Will Be All Right, and I try to put all these concepts which I just spoke in this little short talk. I'm going to try to put it all together into a song, and it's supposed to be, in its full production, it would be like a gospel song, but here you're just going to get, I have no effects, just the guitar, and I'm singing, and I hope it conveys the message. You can tell me afterwards if I got it or didn't get it. So let's do it again. Drop that fear right in its tracks. Stay with God, He'll sweep it away. Be His son, be His daughter, you will be all right. Whatever mess you have made, shake it off like so much dust. Sit right down in His welcoming lap, you'll be spotless again. Sing that holy name again and again. Watch the dust fly away in the wind. The fear fly out and never return. You are forever loved, my friend. The fear fly out, never return. You are forever loved. So drop that fear right in its tracks. Stay with Him, He'll sweep it away. Be His son, be His daughter, and you will be alright. You will be alright, oh yeah. Alright, you will be alright. So there it is. Okay. So I know this is kind of unusual. I gave a spiritual talk, and now I'm doing a rock and roll gospel song about it. But I just wanted to try to capture the essence of it in a little song. And let me know if I succeeded or not in the comments. You can do that. And if you've stuck around long enough here, so give us a like and a comment and share it with people, especially if you're on YouTube. If you're listening on a platform, you can also give some 5-star rating or something, if you like it only. I'm not forcing you to do that. So that's all for today, and I'll be back again another time. And namaskar. I salute the divinity within you.